Part 1. Photographs. Directions. For each question in this part, you will hear three statements about a picture in your test book. When you hear the statements, you must select the one statement that best describes what you see in the picture. Then, find the number of the question on your answer sheet and mark your answer. The statements will not be printed in your test book. Example. Now, listen to the three statements. A. David is angry. B. David is sad. C. David is happy. Statement C, David is happy, is the best description of the picture. So you should select answer C and mark it on your answer sheet.
Question number one.
Look at the picture and choose the best answer. A. Julia brushes her teeth. B. Julia washes her face. C. Julia's mother brushes her teeth.
Question number two.
Look at the picture and choose the best answer. A. Janice drinks milk for breakfast. B. Janice has lunch at noon. C. Janice eats fruit for breakfast.
Question number three.
Look at the picture and choose the best answer. A. It's a quarter to 11. B. It's a quarter past 10. C. It's half past 10.
Question number four.
Look at the picture and choose the best answer. A. The basketball game starts at 9:30. B. The baseball game starts at 9:30. C. There is no baseball game today.
Question number five.
Look at the picture and choose the best answer. A. There is a television on the table. B. There are some flowers on the TV. C. There is a vase on the floor.
Question number six.
Look at the picture and choose the best answer. A. Andy rarely plays the guitar. B. Andy never goes to science class. C. Andy always goes to English class.
Question number seven.
Look at the picture and choose the best answer. A. Susan has sausages, sandwiches, and French fries for her picnic. B. Susan has hot dogs, French fries, and cookies for her picnic. C. Susan has noodles, milk, and hot dogs for her picnic.
Question number eight.
Look at the picture and choose the best answer. A. Henry's hobby is swimming. B. Henry's father's hobby is drawing. C. Henry's mother's hobby is drawing.
Question number 9.
Look at the picture and choose the best answer. A. Please don't smoke outside. B. Please don't speak too loud here. C. Please don't smoke in the restaurant.
Question number 10.
Look at the picture and choose the best answer. A. There is not anything on the plate. B. There is some corn on the plate. C. There are no sausages on the plate.
Question number 11.
Look at the picture and choose the best answer. A. She can touch her head with her foot. B. She can stand on one leg and touch the floor. C. She can stand on her head. Part 2. Question response. Directions. You will hear a question or statement and 3 responses spoken in English. They will not be printed in your test book. Select the best response to the question or statement and mark the letter A, B, or C. Example. Where is the meeting room? A. To meet the new director. B. It's the first room on the right. C. Yes, at 2 o'clock. The best response to the question, where is the meeting room, is choice B. It's the first room on the right. So B is the correct answer. You should mark answer B on your answer sheet.
Question number 12.
Are there many students in the classroom? A. Yes, there are 30 students in the classroom. B. No, the classroom is very big. C. I like to study in the classroom.
Question number 13.
Where do you cook? A. I have a big kitchen. B. I cook in the kitchen. C. I take a bath in the bathroom.
Question number 14.
What does Tina have? A. She has a new car. B. She needs a bike. C. The books on her desk are mine.
Question number 15.
How many seconds are there in a minute? A. There are 16 seconds in a minute. B. There are 60 seconds in a minute. C. There are 60 minutes in an hour.
Question number 16.
What floor do your parents live on? A. I live on the 8th floor. B. She lives on the 9th floor. C. They live on the 2nd floor.
Question number 17.
May I borrow some money? A. Sure. How much do you need? B. Sure. How many do you want? C. No, I don't need money.
Question number 18.
Where are you doing your homework? A. You are doing your homework in front of the television. B. I am playing the piano in the dining room. C. I am doing it at my desk in the bedroom.
Question number 19.
What can you see on the floor? A. Yes, I can see the floor. B. I can clean my room quickly. C. I can see two skirts there.
Question number 20.
Are there any pictures on the wall? A. He is looking for his pictures. B. He is painting a picture. C. No, there are not any pictures.
Question number 21.
Where are you going to watch the movie? A. I am doing homework at school. B. At the movie theater. C. I am going to watch TV at home.
Question number 22.
People are trembling in their seats in the movie theater. A. They are watching a horror movie. B. They are watching an adventure movie. C. They are dreaming.
Part 3. Conversations. Directions. You will hear some conversations between two or more people. You will be asked to answer some questions about what the speakers say in each conversation. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, or C. The conversations will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken 2 times.
Question 23 and 24.
Good evening, Tim.
Good evening, Sally.
How are you?
I am fine, thank you. And you?
I am not feeling good.
Why not?
Because my parents will not come to my birthday party.
Why won't they?
They need to fly to America to work.
Question 23.
Is Sally sad? A. Yes, she is not sad. B. Yes, she is sad. C. No, she is happy.
Question 24.
Why can't Sally's parents go to her birthday party? A. They will go to Sally's birthday party. B. They will go to work. C. They will come from America.
Question 23 and 24.
Good evening, Tim.
Good evening, Sally.
How are you?
I am fine, thank you. And you?
I am not feeling good.
Why not?
Because my parents will not come to my birthday party.
Why won't they?
They need to fly to America to work.
Question 23.
Is Sally sad? A. Yes, she is not sad. B. Yes, she is sad. C. No, she is happy.
Question 24.
Why can't Sally's parents go to her birthday party? A. They will go to Sally's birthday party. B. They will go to work. C. They will come from America.
Question 25 to 27.
Hi, Helen. Where are you going?
I am going to watch a movie.
Really? What kind of movie are you going to watch?
I want to see a science fiction movie. I have to run now. The movie is about to start.
Okay, and I have to be home before lunch. See you.
Question 25.
What kind of movies does Helen like? A. She wants to watch a movie with Paul. B. She likes science fiction movies. C. She likes romance movies.
Question 26.
Why does Helen have to run? A. She likes to run. B. She likes science fiction movies. C. The movie is about to start.
Question 27.
Do Paul and Helen see the movie together? A. Yes, they do. B. No, they aren't. C. No, they don't.
Question 25 to 27.
Hi, Helen. Where are you going?
I am going to watch a movie.
Really? What kind of movie are you going to watch?
I want to see a science fiction movie. I have to run now. The movie is about to start.
Okay, and I have to be home before lunch. See you.
Question 25.
What kind of movies does Helen like? A. She wants to watch a movie with Paul. B. She likes science fiction movies. C. She likes romance movies.
Question 26.
Why does Helen have to run? A. She likes to run. B. She likes science fiction movies. C. The movie is about to start.
Question 27.
Do Paul and Helen see the movie together? A. Yes, they do. B. No, they aren't. C. No, they don't.
Part 4. Talks. Directions. You will hear some talks given by a single speaker. You will be asked to answer some questions about what the speaker says in each talk. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, or C. The talks will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken 2 times.
Question number 28 to 30.
Kathy likes to read books. She reads many different kinds of books: Chinese books, science books, and of course, English books. She also likes sports. She can play basketball, football, and golf well. Now she is learning how to play badminton. Her favorite food is hamburgers, but she is not fat. She is thin because she runs in the park every day and doesn't eat too much. I like her very much.
Question number 28.
What kind of books does Kathy not read in her free time? A. Chinese books. B. Science books. C. Math books.
Question number 29.
What kind of sport is Kathy learning now? A. Basketball. B. Badminton. C. Football.
Question number 30.
Why is Kathy thin? A. Because she runs a lot and eats a little. B. Because she doesn't eat. C. Because she likes eating hamburgers.
Question number 28 to 30.
Kathy likes to read books. She reads many different kinds of books: Chinese books, science books, and of course, English books. She also likes sports. She can play basketball, football, and golf well. Now she is learning how to play badminton. Her favorite food is hamburgers, but she is not fat. She is thin because she runs in the park every day and doesn't eat too much. I like her very much.
Question number 28.
What kind of books does Kathy not read in her free time? A. Chinese books. B. Science books. C. Math books.
Question number 29.
What kind of sport is Kathy learning now? A. Basketball. B. Badminton. C. Football.
Question number 30.
Why is Kathy thin? A. Because she runs a lot and eats a little. B. Because she doesn't eat. C. Because she likes eating hamburgers.
Question 31 and 32 refer to the following talk.
In my free time, I like to swim. I am a good swimmer. I can also play the piano and the guitar very well. But I can't play the violin. If you want to be my friend, please tell me after class.
Question 31.
What does Henry like to do in his free time? A. To swim. B. To study English. C. To play basketball.
Question 32.
Where is Henry now? A. In the living room. B. In the classroom. C. In the dining room.
In my free time, I like to swim. I am a good swimmer. I can also play the piano and the guitar very well. But I can't play the violin. If you want to be my friend, please tell me after class.
Question 31.
What does Henry like to do in his free time? A. To swim. B. To study English. C. To play basketball.
Question 32.
Where is Henry now? A. In the living room. B. In the classroom. C. In the dining room.
Question 33 to 35 refer to the following talk.
I live in a small apartment with my classmate. We share the kitchen and bathroom. It is very difficult in the morning. I like to take a shower in the morning, but my classmate often uses the bathroom for a long time.
Question 33.
Who lives with Jerry? A. Jerry lives with his parents. B. Jerry lives with his classmate. C. Jerry lives with his teammate.
Question 34.
How many bathrooms are there in Jerry's house? A. 2. B. 1. C. 0.
Question 35.
Why does Jerry feel the morning is difficult? A. Because he can't use the bathroom. B. Because the bathroom is dirty. C. Because he does not want to go to school. I live in a small apartment with my classmate. We share the kitchen and bathroom. It is very difficult in the morning. I like to take a shower in the morning, but my classmate often uses the bathroom for a long time.
Question 33.
Who lives with Jerry? A. Jerry lives with his parents. B. Jerry lives with his classmate. C. Jerry lives with his teammate.
Question 34.
How many bathrooms are there in Jerry's house? A. 2. B. 1. C. 0.
Question 35.
Why does Jerry feel the morning is difficult? A. Because he can't use the bathroom. B. Because the bathroom is dirty. C. Because he does not want to go to school.
Question 36 and 37 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, this is Stephen. May I talk to Tina?
Hold on, please.
Hello, Stephen. This is Tina speaking.
I am just calling to tell you that I can't go to your birthday party. I am really sorry.
Why can't you come?
My parents will go to Singapore for work. They want me to go there with them, but I don't want to live in another country.
Question 36.
Whose birthday is coming? A. Tina's birthday is coming. B. Stephen's birthday is coming. C. Stephen's father's birthday is coming.
Question 37.
Why do Stephen's parents need to go to Singapore? A. Because they want to celebrate Stephen's birthday. B. Because they have to work in Singapore. C. Because they study in Singapore.
Hello, this is Stephen. May I talk to Tina?
Hold on, please.
Hello, Stephen. This is Tina speaking.
I am just calling to tell you that I can't go to your birthday party. I am really sorry.
Why can't you come?
My parents will go to Singapore for work. They want me to go there with them, but I don't want to live in another country.
Question 36.
Whose birthday is coming? A. Tina's birthday is coming. B. Stephen's birthday is coming. C. Stephen's father's birthday is coming.
Question 37.
Why do Stephen's parents need to go to Singapore? A. Because they want to celebrate Stephen's birthday. B. Because they have to work in Singapore. C. Because they study in Singapore.
Question 38 to 40 refer to the following conversation.
Did you tell your parents that you don't want to go?
I feel they never listen to me. I am afraid if I tell them, they will still want me to go to Singapore with them.
If you stay here, who is going to take care of you?
My brother also lives here, but I don't want to live with him. My grandparents live near us. I can live with them.
I think you should tell your parents about your plan. They love you. Going to live in another country may not be good for you.
I will think about it. I am really sorry about the birthday party.
Never mind.
Question 38.
What does Stephen think of his parents? A. His parents usually listen to him. B. His parents sometimes listen to him. C. His parents never listen to him.
Question 39.
Who does Stephen want to live with? A. His parents. B. His brother. C. His grandparents.
Question 40.
What does Tina tell Stephen to do? A. She tells Stephen to tell his parents about his plan. B. She tells Stephen not to tell his parents about his plan. C. She tells Stephen to tell his brother about his plan.
Did you tell your parents that you don't want to go?
I feel they never listen to me. I am afraid if I tell them, they will still want me to go to Singapore with them.
If you stay here, who is going to take care of you?
My brother also lives here, but I don't want to live with him. My grandparents live near us. I can live with them.
I think you should tell your parents about your plan. They love you. Going to live in another country may not be good for you.
I will think about it. I am really sorry about the birthday party.
Never mind.
Question 38.
What does Stephen think of his parents? A. His parents usually listen to him. B. His parents sometimes listen to him. C. His parents never listen to him.
Question 39.
Who does Stephen want to live with? A. His parents. B. His brother. C. His grandparents.
Question 40.
What does Tina tell Stephen to do? A. She tells Stephen to tell his parents about his plan. B. She tells Stephen not to tell his parents about his plan. C. She tells Stephen to tell his brother about his plan.
This is the end of the listening test.